I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Travel with me once again, if you would, into the Old Testament. Romans 15:4 says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we may through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." It's very important that we look at the Old Testament Scripture and understand that they were written for our patience, for our comfort, for our hope. We've been looking at the subject, Joseph's bones, or the bones of hope. And some of the things that we've seen is, first of all, the mortality of people. We all die physically. And secondly, there's no person that is indispensable in God's plan. And then we see that there is a hope of deliverance. We saw how that Joseph's bones, according to the Scriptures, he made prophecy that they would be brought out of Egypt and taken back to his homeland. And of course, that took place. And there was a hope of deliverance as that prophecy was given. And then we see that it was fulfilled. And this tells me that God will always do what He says He will do. His promises are sure. God cannot lie. And last time we started with the subject, the parallel lessons from Jesus' grave concerning, you know, we look at the bones of Joseph and his grave and how that he was brought back to his place where he would be buried. And the Bible tells us that Jesus was buried in a borrowed tomb. Now, he didn't lay in the tomb for 300 or 400 years, only 3 days and 3 nights. And his death, burial, and resurrection teach the greatest lessons of all. It's lessons that we learn lessons from the bones of Joseph, but the greatest lesson that we can learn is from Jesus Christ himself. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 22, it says, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." And then we read in John chapter 5, verse 28 and 29, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." Well, Jesus Christ brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Remember, we looked at the fact that man is the mortality of man. And then we look at Jesus Christ and we see his immortality and the immortality that he offers to man. Not that we can escape this life physically. This body has to die. But we can live forever through Jesus Christ by trusting him as Savior. And that comes from listening to the gospel that he's given. And he is the gospel, the good news that Jesus saves. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 10 it says, "But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Sin entered into the world by one man, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned," and that one man was Adam. As in Adam all die physically, in Christ all can be made alive and receive eternal life. That is through the last Adam, that is Jesus Christ. He gave his life, he was crucified, buried, and resurrected that you and I could have life, immortality, spiritual immortality. And one day we'll have a new body fashioned like that of his. As we study through the Word of God, we see that. It's through Jesus Christ that man forever has the answer to the question, "If a man die, shall he live again?" Job asked that in Job chapter 14 and verse 14. And there is no man who is indispensable in God's plan, and we've seen that, but we also see that there is one man who is indispensable in God's plan, and he is Jesus Christ. Our salvation is totally dependent upon this one man. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 11 through 14, it says this, "And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering, oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had suffered or offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." In John 14:6 it says, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is indispensable. This is one man who is indispensable. And then we see the death of Joseph reveals that salvation wasn't dependent upon him, but the death of Jesus reveals that salvation is totally dependent on him. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, it says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." It's only through Jesus Christ. We also see that Christ's death and resurrection are the basis for our hope. Joseph's burial in an Egyptian tomb and the prophecy given concerning it were the basis of Israel's hope of deliverance. The death, burial, and resurrection of Christ are the basis of our hope. And we see that in Romans chapter 6 and verse 5. It says, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death," that's speaking of Jesus, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection." Christ's death and resurrection teach us that God will do all he says he will do. All the things written about him in the law, the prophets, and the Psalms were fulfilled. In Luke chapter 24 and verse 44 it says, "And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." And of course, this is Jesus speaking to the apostles. Jesus fulfilled all that was written concerning him. In Acts chapter 13, we read in verse 27 through 30, "For they that dwell in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre. But God raised him from the dead." Therefore, we see that God will do all things. He will do all that he says regarding us. He raised up Jesus Christ. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13, it says, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." If God was able to raise up Jesus Christ, and the Bible teaches that it's through God that he raised up Jesus Christ from the dead. And he was able to do that, and he's able to raise you and I to newness of life once we've trusted Jesus as our Savior. And one day, this body may go into the ground and die. This body is going to die one day. And then we know that it's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that my soul will never die, because I've trusted Jesus as my Savior. It's by the power of God that I have eternal life. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 27 says that he might present it to himself. That's speaking of the church, a glorious church. It says, "Present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." We are the church once we get saved. We are the called out ones. Church means assembly. Church means a called out group. We have been called out as Christians to live for Jesus Christ because we have been delivered. We are saved. We're on our way to heaven. Once again, this old body is going to die. But the real person, that real person who lives within that body, is one day going to be with Jesus Christ because of trusting him as Savior. In Galatians chapter 1 and verse 4, it says, "Who gave himself for our sins," this is speaking of Jesus, "that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. One day we're going to be with Him. He said, I'm preparing a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, and He is, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John chapter 14. God keeps His promises. Jesus can't lie. And one day He's coming for us. If this body is alive when He comes back in the clouds in the rapture of the church, and He's going to say, come up hither, then I will go to be with Him. But if this body dies before that takes place, the Bible says that those who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. That's me. If I've already gone on to be with the Lord, if I've died, if this body has died beforehand, I will already be with Jesus Christ. I will be with Him, and I'll be coming back with Him. And the Bible says that I also will receive a new body as Jesus comes back and as I come back with Him. Jesus wants you to know that He keeps His promises. He says, if I go away, and He did, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And the only way you can claim that promise is to receive Him as Savior. Listen to this verse, Galatians 1:4, who gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. Some verses may on the surface seem insignificant. None of the verses in Scripture are insignificant. However, when we look at Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 22 that we've studied in this chapter about Joseph's bones in this lesson, Hebrews 11:22 says, by faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. God cannot lie. He said Joseph's bones would be brought out of Egypt. They would be carried back. The children of Israel would be set free from Egypt. You can be set free from today from the bondage of sin if you'll let Jesus Christ come into your life. Ask Him to save you today. God cannot lie. He says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why not do that right now? Trust Him. You may not understand completely. No one understands completely how God could send His own Son to die for us on the cross, but the Bible tells us that He did. Realize that you can't save yourself. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Realize you can't save yourself. Realize you're a sinner, and call upon His name today. Ask Him to come into your heart and save you today. And He'll save you because He keeps His promises. Well, it's been good being with you today. And let me remind you once again to look at our website, lrwm.org. lrwm.org. On the website, you'll see more information as to how you can make sure of heaven. Until the next time when you hear me say, it is a good life. May the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer.